Here we go again this week. A lot has happened. A lot is still going to happen. And a lot is happening in our sporting field. I don't want to talk about Mpontjane this week. And the less said about selling, the better. But National Under-23 team, they progressed to the last round of the qualifiers where they're going to meet the DRC next year in March before qualifying for the continental last eight for the Olympic qualifiers. What an uninspiring performance from the Under-23 team when they were playing Togo on Sunday. We'll talk about that one with Daniel, my co-pilot, as always. There's also the big one this weekend, the MTN 8 final. Should Mpontjane come back after his great performance against Kaizer Chiefs, only to be undone by that moment of brilliance, not moment of madness, moment of brilliance from Yusuf Mart. Sundowns ladies kickstarting their campaign to defend their title with the win on Monday. The second game is on Thursday, and the last one is on Sunday. And I'm hopeful that they will progress to the semifinals of the African CAF Champions League next weekend. This is another episode of Team Spirit Podcast, proudly brought to you by City Press, your weekly one-stop sporting analysis podcast, without fear, favor, or prejudice. We, as I said, look at the weekend that was. We look at what's happening, what's coming. But as always, I'm not alone, as we're still celebrating our 40th year. In his 40th year as well, I'm sure he's over 40 by now, with more than 20 years of experience on and off the field. He's also known as the 12th man, Daniel, a.k.a. Trombis Mutuagai Madumera.
Dumela, Team Spirit, and as always, thanks for having me here. I've got the Tigetiam Esandli.
Let's start with Sundowns, their performance against the Nigerians, this Sundowns ladies team. On Monday, getting their rustiness out of the way, winning their first game in Morocco. How confident are you that they can go all the way and defend their title?
Well, yeah, the signs were there. I think the Nigerian team played very well. Bielsa Queens, yes, from Nigeria. I think they really gave Sundowns somehow a good start that they needed, because, you know, watching that game, it provided some heart-stopping moment towards the end. I mean, the Nigerians were all over Sundowns trying to sneak in that equalizer. But, yeah, our girls, by the way, they are representing South Africa. They're carrying our flag. They stood their ground well, and I think, that's what they needed to show that. I think the standard has improved. There are no pushovers now in women's football. So going into the second game, they will make sure, because I think coming up against the Egyptians as well, they are in their own territory. Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but yeah, Sundowns, from the way in which they played, their structure, And everything else, they seem to be still a team to beat, because I think they've played for the longest time enough for them to really have that cohesion, which is quite important.
Obviously, this is what we had expected. That is not going to be a walkover. We saw from the African Women's Championship, also in Morocco, how Banyana fared, and then, but ultimately winning the tournament. But still on continental football, the Under-23s, one leg into the final of the African Olympic qualifiers. Next on their menu is DRC, sometime next year in March. But the big question, we still don't have a full-time coach. Does this really work?
No, it doesn't, because, I mean, your Olympic team is quite a very important step in the development of your national teams, because you expect players from that phase to be your future Bafana Bafana players. But the question is, I mean, why are we treating this as a part-time job? It's like we are competing Bo Maimane Phiri games, Phillies games, where you just pick a team and go and play and see what happens. Because remember, the unfairness in all this process is that sometimes you pick these players, yes, they will do well, and then come the actual tournament, then you'll start looking at the PSL. People who were not part of the initial qualification process, now they get dumped out when you pick your final team for the Olympics. So this thing, it needs the whole relook. I think it's about time Hugo Broos gets involved in all this with his technical team. That is, if he does have a complete technical team there at Bafana. But yeah, you are right, Team Spirit. We can't just treat this as, you know, a side project.
Like a distant cousin, they always say, fair play. But we know that fair play doesn't exist. It only exists on paper. You rightfully say, we've seen it before. It's not the end. It's still going to happen that all those who would have done all the hard work, sacrificed their time, leaving their clubs, will be nowhere to be seen when it's time to reap the rewards at the end, after we have qualified for the Olympics, the next Olympics in 2024. But it is what it is. Enough of international football locally. Just a quick rap on what happened at the derby. Youssef Mart, brilliance. Siyabonga Mponjani's brilliance, denying Chiefs two clear cut chances in the first half, only to be undone by that wonder goal.
Well, Team Spirit, I was there, you know, watching that game, and my focus entirely was on you know, how the two coaches got their tactics right, especially defensively, because, you know, until that point, you couldn't fault any of the defensive units of the two sides, because I think even yourself, Team Spirit, you wouldn't have thought that a goal will come from that far. But I still remember a player like Youssef Mart. These are some of his trademarks. It was just a reminder, because I think at some point when he was still at Sekhukhune, he once scored from halfway line. So it really looked like that this is his craft. He has just introduced himself on that big stage of the derby. And like you rightfully said, Mponjani had a blinder of a game until that point when, you know, like anyone else, no one thought the goal will come from that position. And, you know, what a way to settle it. Otherwise, that game was heading for a goalless draw, I'm telling you.
Hey, did you see Riff Rosler, how he encroached into the game even before the game was awarded?
Yes, for sure. Because, you know, even for the poor Mponjani, you know, he looked at the flight of the ball, and that moment he thought, no, this was just going to be over the bar, only for him to turn into a sensational meme now, you know. Everyone who's fast asleep now is called Mponjani. Oh, the poor guy.
Goalkeepers, he must ask Kune how to deal with these memes. Last day it was Kune after that penalty by Sundowns. Just a few weeks ago, it was Andile Jali, Andile Mpisani. This Twitter thing is going to kill us, a real death.
I am telling you, so it's all about falling. Remember the hashtag, something must fall. Now everyone is falling all over the show on the PSL stage.
The big one on Saturday, the MTN 8 final, Wafa Wafa, winner takes all.
Everyone is going to the final with the same thing to lose. Them and us.
Should Pirates stick with Mponjani after that howler?
Yes, for sure. I will stick with Mponjani because, like I say, it was only that one moment when he was caught off the line, because what really happened before that goal was scored, no one thought anyone would have scored from that position. But overall, if you look at his performance against Chiefs in Mponjani, and especially on those one-on-ones, I mean, he proved many people wrong, because I personally, for one, I thought he was not the one for the big stage. Remember, like, Mponchani has led Pirates down a number of times, especially, you look at those 1v1 situation, he's not really that good as a short stopper with those moments. Sometimes he finds it difficult to deal with crosses, but I think during the derby, he got everything right to be assured a position in the starting lineup in the final, because surely as a coach, how do you risk Ofori, who has missed, I think, 3-4 games now, and then in that once off, and then you risk going with a goalkeeper who lacks proper match fitness.
But why was he not named man of the match?
That's my question exactly, because even on that particular day, I still believe a player like Njabulo Blom or even Nkosi Mphile Ngobo, they really stood out in that Chiefs play on the day, especially Njabulo Blom, who was assigned to kill anything that would have linked Saleng and Erasmus.
The final, Usutu versus the Buccaneers. We saw Fortosa finally breaking his duck, winning his first game since he came to the PSL at the beginning of the season. It took him how many months? I lost count at 4 months to win his first game in the final against Riviero. Where's your money on?
This one, Spirit, it's... A cup final always brings about miracles. We've seen before, Pirates have been in the final before against, back in the day, they lost twice in a cup final to Platinum Stars. And we've seen previously how the so-called, the Davids flawed the Goliaths in a cup final. So Pirates must go to Durban with a caution that, you know, that AmaZulu team won't just be a pushover considering the experience they have in their lineup. And remember, it's a team that is hungry for silverware. They last won a cup way back in 1992. But maybe Pirates will draw inspiration from the fact that the last time ever they've lifted a cup was the MTN8. You know, my heart says a shock will happen in that final. You know, this Fortosa boy, I think that's where his luck is going to be.
If you put the two coaches, the two clubs together, who is under the most tremendous pressure? Is it Pirates, especially after losing in the derby? Or is it AmaZulu, who have a point to prove after spending so much money on the transfer market?
You know, let's be honest, Spirit. AmaZulu, they've got nothing to lose. I mean, it's a team that is in a process of awakening the sleeping giant. So with Pirates, the pressure is always there. I mean, expectation is that this is the moment where Jose must, appease the club supporters by winning his first assignment in a cup final. And, coming from a defeat in a big match like Soweto Derby, losing to your rivals, that's the only way to redeem yourself by winning a cup final.
I always say, "Tariki di pitsi, rabana ka mebala." I don't know where my money is on. All I know is that it's the winner takes all. Somebody's going to be 8 million rand richer come Saturday at Moses Mabhida. I think that's all we had for this week. Don't forget that from next week again, we are here, same place, same time. We're bringing you all the hits, misses, and predictions from all the sporting field every week. So for more, simply visit our website, citypress.co.za, for more sporting stories. And join the conversation on all our social media platforms. Remo Tuahai, Jaga Mitara, Kiaholeboha.
Lesalempila.
Saling. Keep on pulling, saling.
Bonne napula.
Bonne napula, salang.